Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So we, of course, I had a little bit of a rant about this earlier, but my word, the South African government, it just, you know, the gift that keeps on giving. Hashtag Lady Russia Gate, independent inquiry to investigate claims that South Africa supplied arms to Russia. That's according to the presidency. Yep, we've dusted off a retired judge. We're going to put him in place and tell him not to find anything for months upon months, when all we need to do is ask one simple question. Surely we know. Did we sell arms or did we give arms to Russia? It's not that complicated. It's one vessel. There's a manifest. Check the manifest, people. Check what's on the manifest and then we will know. 8:24, Tembisa Sifakuda, a very good morning to you. My word, the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, indeed. It's embarrassing and I just don't know how to spin this anymore. To foreigners who ask you, who continue to ask questions about your country's foreign policy. So it is embarrassing, and to have the president being asked about this yesterday, 6 months later, still doesn't have a decisive answer, is further embarrassing. So we'll have to wait and see. Suffice to say that I've been reading a piece from USA Today, and the Ministry of Defense had said that, yes, there was an activity on Lady R, but equipment or goods were offloaded, not unloaded. That's the best we could get.
It is just. And of course, the statement saying that the presidency is disappointed with the approach of the United States. But of course, according to some of the articles, they've been going on about this for months already, and South Africa's done nothing. So the United States had very little option but to talk about this publicly. And why shouldn't they? You know, it's somebody does harm to somebody, and then we complain about the reaction. This is just awful.
It is very awful, and I don't think they get it. The U.S. business community do business with South African business community. They don't do business with government. And they don't get the type of information that the government gets on a daily basis. They don't have privilege to briefs and intelligent briefs, etc. Right. It's what they read on the news and what they see on television that influences their decision. Right. And the South African government simply doesn't get that. And that's why they will act and deal with these kind of issues in a relaxed manner, as they often do. But unfortunately, it's the businessmen and women on the ground who have to make the decision whether they continue investing or not investing. And we've seen what happened to the dollar yesterday and this morning again. And that proves the point that, you know, business is done between normal people like you and I, not with government. So governments might have some justification and explanation of what had happened. But the government must not be, South African government that is, must not be arrogant to that extent that they think that we don't deserve to know what happened when that Lady R ship was docked at the Samuel Sound.
But worse than that is the fact that they appear to have lied. You can't talk about neutrality and supply arms to one side. You can't talk about neutrality and have joint military operations. How are they telling us that, the South African people, never mind the rest of the world, that we are neutral in this and at the same time behave in the opposite way?
Well, not only that, you're neutral, but at the very same time you conducted the drills on the anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine. Come on. I mean, you'll expect that someone will be smart enough to say, okay, we are in this, we've already committed to have these drills, but we can't be having a closing ceremony with all this pomp and glitter on the very day that the Ukrainians are commemorating the invasion of their country by Russia. So someone is not thinking straight at that department. But I think what further exacerbates the problem is that, you know, many of them really do believe that they own government. We are just there to observe them doing their business on their Pty Ltd. And I think it's about time that South Africans up the ante in terms of their voices, criticizing this government and making them to account for some of their actions. Because right now we are seeing people who are basically running their own company. They're not running the government on behalf of South Africa. What's the interest of South Africa in supporting Russia so openly? That's the question that many people are beginning to ask.
Especially when we look at the trade numbers, the massive amount of trade that happens between the United States, as you said earlier, on a business level, and the very minimal trade that happens between the South Africa and Russia, the damage that this could do to the country is something we can ill afford right now.
No, indeed. And again, to the point that the South African government and those that are trusted with the responsibility of governing us just simply do not care. They don't see themselves representing South Africa, but they see themselves running a private company in the form of South African government. I mean, if you look at the arrogance and listen to the arrogant statements that are often made by the minister in the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, in fact, sometimes as journalists, if you go and you ask questions and you wait for a response, you will really think that this person is running her own company. So there's a lack of accountability, and they just simply don't care about what's going on. The repercussions, should the Americans or any of the companies that are not privy to this special information that governments get, if they decide to withdraw from this country, it's a normal person on the street that's going to suffer. It's not them that's going to suffer. And I think it's about time that we amplify our voices in terms of criticizing this government, particularly on its position on Ukraine. This blind support of Russia is no longer acceptable. We have reached a very difficult point.
Absolutely right, Thembisa Fikuda, beautifully said, Senior Research and Director at AfriSid, talking to us about Russia, the Russia Gate.